Distorted View Daily proudly presents great moments on the Alexis K. Tyler program.
Wait, I want to talk about magnetic dicks today. Electromagnetic dicks.
Wait a minute.
I mean, we just now got started. Electromagnetic penises.
Five dicks. Electric dicks. Electric eels doing the electric slide all in folks' mouth and ass.
Give tribute. Just tell a little solid prayer for that man getting killed by the electric eel. Crocodile man. I mean, you know electric eels.
He put himself out there in that position, but I'm talking about it's a man that do the electric slide. Sliding all in folk ass. Sliding that dick all in folk mouth. Let the buzzing all down folks eating all in their mouth. See, we got a lot of women hooked on dicks just like they hooked on phonics. So a lot of them don't go to school. They ain't hooked on saying they ABC. They hooked on saying D-I-C-K in my M-O-U-T-H and P-U-S-S-Y.
You sound like those children used to write them notes. I love you. Will you?
Check yes or no. Will you give me some P-U-S-S-Y? Yes or no?
Hey freaks, it's Friday, May 21st, 2010. Coming up on the program today, picking your least favorite child to die, plus pro-abortion television ads, and fat chicks vomiting is not considered art. I beg to differ. All of this plus your emails today on The Distorted View Show.
It's The Distorted View Show with Tim Henson.
Yes, Timothy James Henson back here with you to end the week with the big Friday show. Thank you so much for joining me. Got a good one for you. A bunch of people have been emailing me this Craigslist ad that has appeared on the Consumerist website. It appears to be somewhat normal at first. This listing is for Washington, D.C. The headline is $850 looking for a new roommate in the Capitol Hill area. So far, so good. I have a bedroom available starting on June 1st for a one-year lease for a male or female roommate. My previous roommate just moved out since his work for the federal government took him to another city. We'll be sharing a bathroom, kitchen, and living room. The apartment is spacious and well-lit by natural light. Sounds very nice. Now a little bit about myself. I work at the Department of Defense as a researcher, and I'm also pursuing a master's degree at Georgetown. I really enjoy reading, hiking, playing kickball with my friends, and drinking good beer. Smiley face. I go out a lot on the weekends, but once in a while I stay home just to watch a movie. If you're interested, please contact me by email and tell me a little bit about yourself. One more thing. Please read this so we don't waste each other's time. On our bathroom door is a checklist. I like to keep a record of my bowel movements, and I expect you to do the same. It's just a simple checklist with each day of the month. Simply place a check on the day if you have a bowel movement. It's no big deal, and you needn't worry about replacing the list. I'll take care of everything. Hope to hear from you. My problem with this guy, I feel like I should contact this guy and tell him about the Bristol stool chart. If you're going to have a checklist, why not be a little more thorough about it and mark what type of shit you had? Of course, the real question is, why does he need this information? Weird. I've got a great clip from a porno here. Apparently, the male actor blew his wad after 30 short seconds, and the director is very pissed off about it.
That stupid fucker. God, you're an idiot, dude. Are you serious? You just fucking came? What a fucking queer.
See, he'd be queer if he wasn't able to get it up. You know, like, this guy is very straight. The girl made him blow his wad in 30 seconds.
Are you serious? You just fucking came? What a fucking queer. This guy just came after 30 seconds.
Oh,
what a fag. It must be you, yeah.
Don't you remember? I've been in jail.
Oh, okay, yeah. Shut the fuck up, you fag.
creepy gay guy is back. I love him. Moving on, Corey emailed me. Oh, I was so pissed off about this. He says, I know you like calling the gay chat line, but how about a tranny hotline? There is a free tranny party line, and unfortunately, I called the number, and it gave me some weird message about my party not being available and to leave a message. I hope that this service is just, you know, undergoing some maintenance and will be back soon. Corey suggested I use the following for my personal greeting.
So, what? Okay. So, hey. All right. Ah, how you doing? I got... My name's Cardinal Candy. No, it's Honey Buns Candy.
Yes, Granny Tranny. Although my favorite is her friend Annie Panny.
What's up, girl?
Oh, hi.
Oh, hi.
Oh, hi. Oh, hi.
She sounds so bashful.
You ready for a show tonight?
Oh, gosh.
You been calling me bitch like crazy. You got my cell phone up like crazy.
Well, I thought you were the bitch of the bitches, honey.
Hey.
The most awkward conversation ever.
You got my cell phone up like crazy.
Well, I thought you were the bitch of the bitches, honey.
Hey. Bitch of the bitches.
Yeah, I got a friend for you tonight. His name's Wally.
You do?
Uh-huh. But the thing is, hey, what's this I hear you bragging that you're the best cocksucker around?
Well, I am, because I suck about every damn cock in town.
Every
Tom, Dick, and Harry.
Yeah, I got an idea.
Tom, Dick, and Harry.
Oh, shoot.
It's been so long since I've played this clip for you guys, yet I remember every goddamn word of it. Moving on now, I've got a really strange local news clip, all right? A reporter is interviewing some politician, right? And then a panhandler starts talking to the politician, asking him for money. Now, the news story that they're reporting on is about the panhandler. It's so weird. Like, the whole reason this guy is being interviewed is sort of lost in this new story.
Face to face with an aggressive panhandler, it can be awkward, unnerving, and just plain scary, and quite frankly, sad. Good evening, I'm Ursula Madden.
I'm Joe Burst. Tonight we have a rare face.
This is what they're leading the news with today. At the top of the program, panhandlers. They're annoying.
Good evening, I'm Ursula Madden.
I'm Joe Burst. Tonight we have a rare face-to-face confrontation caught on tape.
This isn't like fucking National Geographic.
Good evening, I'm Ursula Madden.
I'm Joe Burst. Tonight we have a rare face-to-face confrontation.
I can't believe we captured a hobo on camera. Up until this afternoon, we thought they were an extinct species.
Good evening, I'm Ursula Madden.
I'm Joe Burst. Tonight we have a rare face-to-face confrontation caught on tape between a local politician and a man demanding money. Action News 5's Kanji Anthony's live with this exchange. Kanji, take us through what happened.
Come on, Kanji.
Joe, Ursula, I was right there. You know, it's nearly impossible to prosecute aggressive panhandlers. An officer has to actually witness it to even make an arrest. Today, our cameras happen to be rolling when an aggressive panhandler verbally attacked Shelby County Commissioner Steve Mulroy.
It started out as an ordinary interview. Shelby County Commissioner Steve Mulroy was bringing his mother to the Brooks Museum, so we agreed to meet just outside the building near Overton Park.
Sounds like a real snooze fest. At least the panhandler made it interesting.
As our interview wrapped up, a man walked up and honed in on Mulroy.
How you doing?
You look like a rich white man.
Did you need something?
Photojournalist Jermaine Black started recording when the man became aggressive, screaming expletives at Mulroy, asking why Mulroy was messing with him.
I'm not. We're doing an interview. I'm not.
Keep your mouth closed.
Okay.
The man walked away. Mulroy tried to make light of what had just happened.
You know, I get that a lot.
We continued the interview and never expected the man to come back asking for money.
You got $2.
I don't. No, I'm sorry.
No way.
I don't. I'm sorry.
I told you to keep your mouth closed.
Okay.
But you asked me a question.
I don't. I'm sorry.
I told you to keep your mouth closed.
Okay.
Do this.
Okay.
Get $2, too. Nick, every time I see you, you better have $2.
You're going to be here tomorrow?
I think he made you his bitch. Every time I see you, you give me $2. What a weird amount of money.
Nick, every time I see you, you better have $2.
You're going to be here tomorrow?
My biggest concern was the...
Because he won't be.
My biggest concern was the man kept his left hand in his pocket, and I didn't know if he had a weapon. You might notice the school bus in the background. This all happened while students on a field trip were inside the museum.
Wow, she's really trying to drum up the drama, isn't she? I couldn't see what he had in his pocket, and there was a school bus with children.
Luckily, they did not witness the commotion. The encounter soon bordered on a physical confrontation.
No, I didn't mean to touch
you. $2.
Okay. All right. Fair enough.
The man continued to threaten Mulroy as the man walked away.
Don't pay on $2. Kick your ass.
Okay.
The commissioner said it was a learning experience.
You have $2, I'm gonna kick your ass.
And was concerned this man and many others need help.
And my heart goes out to all the people that are, you know, sure, like this.
Sure, sure.
Mulroy added that this incident demonstrates the need for more mental health services. In fact, the Memphis City Council has been researching how to best address substance abuse and mental problems associated with panhandling.
You don't know if this guy has mental problems.
The council just passed...
All you know is you're supposed to give him $2 every time you see him.
An ordinance imposing tougher laws on aggressive panhandling, and that law goes into effect when the mayor signs it. Live in the studio, Kanji Anthony, Action News 5.
Live in the studio? Never heard that one before. All right, so there you go. Panhandler interrupting the news. And making news himself, actually. Finally, before we get into the news today, earlier I played some granny tranny audio. Now here's just a regular granny getting fisted. Now, it starts off, you know, pretty normal. Although, I have to say, for a guy who's jamming, he's literally punch-fucking her twat. She's taking it pretty well. Not like those pussy gay guys. Got a goddamn tree stump up my butt. Like this, you know, she's grunting, but that's to be expected. Now, what I find really interesting, and the whole reason I'm playing this clip, is this old broad gets really juicy, and she starts squirting. Now, at first you have to listen closely, because I hate when they do this in porn, but in addition to the video, they're also taking, like, snapshots, so you hear the shudder a lot. But if you listen very closely, especially right now... Listen. Wait. Listen to this. That is insane. It's like a babbling brook. Very wet and wild. All right, and with that, let's get into the crazy, bizarre, twisted, effed up news right now. Yes, if you are not a member of the Distorted View Sideshow, sign up right now. It's only $5 a month or $50 a year. Superfreaksideshow.com. A great show was posted yesterday. A lot of fun. It was a Sideshow exclusive show. This weekend I have a bonus episode and a video cast for you. Plus, Corey will be back with Bud Fudge Sunday. So a lot of great stuff going to be popping up on the Sideshow feed this weekend. Support the show. Again, it's only $5 a month or $50 a year. Lifetime memberships are still available. All the information is over on the website. Should I mention it again? No? Okay. All right. Three quick stories, and then we'll get the hell out of here. First up, the other day on the voicemail line, someone was asking me what the most fucked up country is, aside from the U.S., of course. And one of the countries that I came up with was Australia, because there seems to be a lot of news stories from that area. And today we've got another one. An abusive Australian husband, I already like the sound of that, wrote down the names of his four children, all right, and then demanded that his wife pick which one he would kill. Do you know how I would do it if I was this woman? Do you guys remember those things that you'd make in school? Like, you'd fold paper a certain way and it would have flaps and stuff, and then you could open it in a couple different ways. And there were four corners, and you would label them with a color, right? And so you'd pick red, and then you would open it one way, R, open it the other way, E, and then open it the other way, D. And then there were numbers on the inside, and then you'd pick a number, right? Oh, I'd pick 2, and then you'd open it and close it, 1, 2. And then you'd pick another number, and then you'd open that flap, and underneath it would be, you know, your fortune or whatever. I would label the children's name under there, and then have the kids play. It's like Russian roulette. And the best part is, they can really only blame themselves for picking the wrong number. All right, lawyers for accused murderer Susan Falls told the Brisbane Supreme Court yesterday. The normal mom had been subjected to more than 20 years of violence from her husband, Rodney. Which is an awful name. I think Rodney is one of the worst names ever. Rod is bad enough. Rod. It's the way it comes out is awful. And then you add the neat Rodney. Rodney. And I think one of the reasons why I hate that name so much is because when I was growing up, there was a Rodney that I went to school with, and he had a hair lip. I just didn't care for that. Visually, that was offensive to me. All right, Mrs. Falls, 42, has pleaded not guilty to murder. You learned so much about me and my childhood on this program. Mrs. Falls, 42, has pleaded not guilty to murdering her husband by late. No, you did it wrong, lady. You were supposed to pick a child to kill, not the husband. She apparently laced his dinner with crushed sleeping pills, then fired two bullets into his head as he dozed off in his favorite recliner. The shooting took place in front of two of the couple's teenage daughters, while another daughter was also in the Nicholas Street home, and the Falls' three-year-old son slept nearby. In opening Mrs. Falls' defense case yesterday, Barrister Jeff Hunter told jurors his client did not deny she killed her husband, but claimed she did so because she said she just wanted to end the violence and the fear me and my girls were feeling.
What are you doing? You burnt the food again, you idiot! Now what am I gonna eat?
One of the worst domestic abuse public service announcements ever. It's like if Napoleon Dynamite was a wife beater. You idiot! Prosecutors told the jury that after the cold, methodical killing, Mrs. Falls had created an intricate and elaborate lie by telling police for several weeks that her husband was missing, even going to the media in a bid to find him. It was only in late June, 4 weeks after his death, she admitted that she had killed him, and detectives were led to his decomposed corpse. The trial before Justice Peter Applegarth continues today. So there you go. Second story we have for you today. Are you guys ready for television ads for abortions? If you live in London, you might just see one soon. A plan in Great Britain to air the country's first abortion television ad is drawing protests from pro-lifers, who say such a controversial subject should not be advertised in tandem with soap and car commercials. Abortion advertising in the country actually is banned, but only if the organization makes a profit. Marie Stopes International, the abortion provider behind the ad, is non-profit. Ha ha! Loophole! The 30-second ad actually won't mention the word abortion, but will simply ask, "Are you late? Wink. Want to do something about it? Take care of that little problem? Wink, wink." The ad will then point women to a phone number. 1-900. Suck it out of my cunt. It's a long number. All right. The May 24th ad will air around 10 p.m. local time during a game show. See, here in America, most of the advertisements during game shows are aimed at the elderly, like for C-Bond, you know, denture adhesive, or diabetes testing equipment. You know, like, have you ever watched The Price is Right? Commercials are actually quite depressing. Mobility scooters and adult diapers because old people can't control their ass muscles and shit just comes sliding out. It's awful. Over there in Britain, though, there's an entirely different demographic watching game shows. Knocked up whores, apparently. Back to the story here, quote, "To allow abortion providers to advertise on TV as though they were no different from car companies or detergent manufacturers is grotesque," says Michaela Aston from the pro-life organization Life. "I'm crazy, Dr. Bob! You gotta get down to the abortion clinic, cause May is Fetus Fest! I'm one sick fuck! I'm up to my neck in dead babies, and I want more! White babies, black babies, Asian babies, it don't matter to me! I just crave the scent of chemically induced miscarriages!" What, is that what they think the advertisements are going to be like? Good Christ. By suggesting that abortion is yet another consumer choice, it trivializes human life. These advertisements just mean that more women will end up on the abortion industry conveyor belt. Marie Stopes may not make a profit, but they don't get paid at all if they don't carry out any abortions. I don't think there's anything wrong with for-profit abortionists. Everyone's just trying to make a living, and that includes Dr. Stephen Felgood of the Felgood Clinique.
This is what they take out of you! This precious little baby they take out of you! They cut it out of you, this precious little baby! Take it out of you!
Let us take it out of you. Hi, I'm Dr. Stephen Felgood of the Felgood Abortion Clinique. Stuck with a fetus you don't want? We'll take care of it, and there's no better time than now.
Butchers! They're all butchers! Oh! Butchers! Oh!
We're butchers. It's true. This month, with any fetus removal service, you can try our Hickory Smoked Baby Burger for only $3.99. It's the Felgood Clinique in Delhi.
Why did you kill me, Mommy? When God made me special for you.
All right, there you go. And finally today, looks like we got another one here from the UK. A photograph showing an obese woman vomiting has been removed from an art exhibit in Warwickshire after people complained that it was offensive. That's a typical Wednesday on Distorted View Daily. And just like clockwork, puke, porn, polka. All right, back to the story here. The thumbnail-size image taken from the internet formed part of an obesity art exhibition at the Bath Place Community Venture in Leamington Spa. The community center said the image and three others in the collection were inappropriate for the public space. John Yaden, who brought the collection together, said he was being censored. No shit. Mr. Yaden, a former fine arts lecturer, said, "There was no discussion on this. The work was just removed, censored, and then nobody came to explain why." The four removed images include a picture of an obese naked man sitting at a computer, another obese naked man whose skin overhangs the chair he is sitting on. I consider that art. A photo of an obese woman vomiting, and another photo of an obese naked woman eating cake. I think I've seen that photo. Fatchicksandpartyhats.com. Mr. Yaden said he found the pictures while browsing online and decided to include them in his exhibit next to photos of fast food. Oh. The collection, which is called Fat, The Mortality of the Eater and the Eaten. Oh, Cheryl Markowski would love to see that. Also includes blown-up images of fatty foods and the last meals of convicted U.S. murderers that have been half-eaten. The manager of the venue, Steve Bayless, said, "I find it quite repulsive. These are not appropriate images for a public space. It's art, fuckwad." He said people might expect to see some controversial images in an art gallery, but a wide range of people use the community center, including young children, and he felt the four images were unsuitable for the type of building or place we are. Some typical comments left about the exhibition in the center's visitor book said, "This isn't art, and this is disgusting next to a veggie cafe. No way is this artistic." Mr. Bayless said a new contract had been drawn up with the Leamington studio artist to ensure the center's prior approval of all artwork to be displayed there. So there you go. That, my friends, is your Distorted News for Friday. Let's do a couple voicemails and get the hell out of here. All right, freak, speak to me, please.
Hey, white man. It's Jay, the blind guy from Colorado. My friend Tiffany is here, and she's not the porn star from Wednesday show, but she wants to correct you on your use of the word anemic in a Sextastic Tuesday.
Right. Well, I figured I was wrong.
Yeah. Anemic is actually
iron, a deficiency
cold.
In iron.
You don't fall asleep. That would be.
Oh, you get cold. Well, see, when I'm cold, I get tired.
Hey, white man, it's Sideshow Freak calling from Vancouver. I'm just calling in because.
I guess it's better than being called a faggot at the beginning of every message.
like, I was listening to the, screwing up my words here, the extended sideshow bit from, Tuesday?
Yes.
And you were reading out part of Chapter 3 of The Vagina Ass of Lucifer Nigger Bastard.
Uh-huh.
And for some reason, I felt like Googling it so I could read it myself. And what I came across was crossedfilms.tv. I guess they're a filming production doohickey where they're actually filming a film adaptation of the story. And they've already got chapter one up. It is absolutely hilarious. So,
oh, yeah. You know, I think I saw that YouTube thing on the website, of the official website of the vagina ass of whatever, nigger bastard. But I didn't play it, so I'm going to have to go back there and check it out.
Tim, it's Burning Angel here, and I got to say, the listening to Wednesday podcast, the U-tard who's gay,
yeah.
I just want to say I'm bi, and dear God, I will join you in that hate crime because,
yeah, really.
For fuck's sake. This is like, if I met this person in real life, for the first 5 minutes, not even the first 5 minutes, first minute, I would want, the rage within me would want me to just punch them in the face.
I know.
I would not be able to contain myself. I can't stand that laugh. It haunts me.
What laugh? What are you talking about?
Just so you know. All right. Later.
Yeah, you know, we pretty much figured out that this is a character he's playing. Like, I have no doubt in my mind that he really is a flaming homosexual, but he's definitely playing up the faggotry, if you will. Because, like, if you watch some of his videos, he was talking about, he calls Susan Boyle Susan Boyles. He thought the musical was Les Miserables. And, I mean, he just is goofy, you know, he's just an idiot.
Hey, Tim, it's Scotia and Andrew from Thunder Bay. Our assumption for this week's Sextastic Tuesday, for the first one with the whatever,
the
180
breasts.
Whatever boobs,
uh-huh.
I think that kid was just so bored with his math homework, or he had to write a math problem involving multiple.
If one pair of tits leaves the train station at... Yeah, you might be right there.
Story, I think it was written so badly, maybe this is just my brain trying to compensate for how horribly it was. But I think they were, like, watching that anime and it had really bad subtitles. Mm. So that person is just used to that anime being spelled and grammatically stupid.
Yeah, I think you might be right because someone else called in and said that that story was pretty much spot on. And, like, that's exactly how the show went.
Hey, Tim. Sideshow Freak. Love to be friends here. Kurt listened to the Saturday show, and someone was talking about the in loving memory of bullshit decals on the back of people's windows. Used to see those all the fucking time in Delaware, and I was really trying to figure out, what the hell is that supposed to mean? Are they driving in memory of somebody? Is the car dedicated to somebody? What the fuck is that?
They die in that car?
But the thing that blew my shit was... when I saw one of those on the back of a freaking dump truck.
Oh. That is kind of weird.
Hey, Tim, what's up? It's the Fuzzy Man Peach from Washington State.
Hi, Fuzzy Man Peach.
I was just joining your...
what does that mean?
Other freaks. I just paid my $5 and became a member. I was going to introduce a new fucking sex thing. It's called docking. It's between two males. One male uncircumcised,
everyone
one male
that.
Not. They gingerly touch tips, and the other one folds his skin over the other one,
yes.
Like a turtleneck, and they gaze into each other's eyes and giggle.
Well, you're making it way more romantic than it really is.
But yeah, that's everything. You know, I love your show. Fucking keep doing it.
Okay.
Funny shit.
He's starting shit back here!
All right, thank you very much for that.
Hey, white man, this is Peter from Massachusetts.
Wait, that's the third white man of the day.
I just listened to one of the weekend shows. And a guy called in about the little memorials on the back of our car window where it says, you know, in memory of whoever. And he said, you don't know, you never seen that before. And you, sir, are one lucky guy because that means you don't live... around many Hispanic people who are, where I notice the most do that.
Oh.
You know, just either putting like a decal saying in memory of Javier or Jose or whatever, or they just like they just take that paint, like the paint that you can paint on the windshield, and then it comes off, and they just put like, you know, oh, in memory of, you know, weed shop or whatever.
Right.
Anyway, that's
so it's a Hispanic thing. I see, racist. Right.
A good point. I hate when people.
Next voicemail. What's going on
here?
Hey, Tim.
There we go. Mike from California. Dude, I will give you $100.
If I never...
$100.
Never do what?
If you read the entirety of the vagina ass of Lucifer Nigger Bastard on the air.
It's a tough one.
Sounds like one of the best books ever written.
Yeah, well, you know, I've been reading a few pages here and there. I mean, it is a very inexpensive purchase. I think it's like $4 to download the ebook version, so you should definitely, you know, check it out. Right. Help support that author.
Brit.
Oh.
Brit.
That's what my dad used to do. I don't know if he still does that or not, you know, because he quit smoking and drinking back in September. When he had his first health issue. But good news is, I talked to my mom, and he is coming home today, Friday, actually. So good stuff happening there.
Hidey-ho, Tim, the tool man Henson.
Oh.
It's the pumpkin fucker. Hey, I have a bizarre sex term for you. It's a close cousin to the Dirty Sanchez. It's called the raccoon. Basically, what it is, you're fucking a girl from behind. You stick your finger in her ass. Then you pull your finger out and you swipe a shit smear around her eyes. Then you
mascara.
Pull your dick out, you run outside, and you knock her garbage cans over. And that's the raccoon.
I like that one, actually. This is probably one of the first bizarre sex terms I've heard in a while that I actually enjoyed. That's good. The raccoon.
Good day, Tim. Very proud sideshow.
Oh, I thought he was going to say his name was Brian Atteen. Good day, Mr. Kubrick.
Good day, Tim. Very proud sideshow freak. Notice there wasn't more shows up, which makes me scared for you and your father.
What?
I hope everything works out.
When did you call? There was a sideshow episode on Tuesday. We did a Wednesday show, and you know, Thursday there was a sideshow exclusive program. What do you want? How many shows a day do you want, people? Come on. What, man? That is all the time we have on this edition of the show. Want you guys to email me? Show at distortedview.com. Distortedview.com is our official website. And voicemail line for you, 206-666-4463. That's 206-660-GOD is an O-God.
I touch you with a bitch of the bitches.
Hey. Subscribe via iTunes. Spread the distortion. Tell all your friends about DV. If you're not Sideshow Freaks, sign up right now. Got a weekend program for you. Corey will be back with Bug Punch Sunday. You know the drill. Guys, thank you so much for a great week of programs. We will see you back on Monday to do it all over again. Until then, bye, everybody.
Excuse me, here's a message from a caller who wants to talk to you live, one-on-one.
Oh, baby, daddy's right here. And what I want to do is eat that wet, bald, little young pussy. I want to taste those juices.